This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is on your mind? Is it deer hunting? That would be a good thing to have on your mind, by golly. Is it the Chicago Cubs and the reason you're sleep deprived today? I said last night on social media, Chicago Cubs equal Donald Trump. This, by the way, before it was over. Chicago Cubs equal Donald Trump. Cleveland Indians equal Hillary Clinton. Who's going to win? Because that Chicago Cubs is quite a comeback story, and Donald Trump's in the middle of quite a comeback story. I don't know if you're a Donald Trump fan, if you're wondering where this race is going to go, I don't know. You can't be just ecstatic after listening to our exclusive interview with a senior advisor to the Trump campaign this morning from the Trump Tower, Boris Epstein, because every state he went through, including, by the way, the one we're in right now, Minnesota, is trending big time for Donald Trump. You heard, folks that asked him questions about, well, what about district, up in Duluth? What about, and he said 5 points and we may just come to Minnesota. If Donald Trump is in Minnesota before Election Day, this race is Ronald Reagan 1980-like landslide, right? Was that 80 or 84 that was just a blowout? Every state, but, you remember, I think Minnesota actually was the only holdout, two states or something like that, and Walter Mondale's own state, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, that would have been, I can't remember. It doesn't matter. Anyways, long time ago, I was just a little bugger, as far as you know. We are broadcasting live today from Muscatel Burns Ford in Hawley, Minnesota. A lot of you are going to be doing some deer hunting, and you're going to come by some really nice Ford F-150s. And we want you to know about him, so we're going to talk about that this hour. We have Governor Dalrymple and more of our conversation. We have Lieutenant Tom Iverson and the latest on day 85 of what is now a global event. A global event. You see the guy in Monday Night Football holding up the sign, protesting, no dapple. He's been arrested, by the way. The guy gets arrested here and goes to Monday Night Football to, and he has an ally getting more people to come here. Barack Obama, of course, this week says, oh, I don't know, we're going to delay this. I don't know, we're going to try and reroute it. You can't make it up. This is a major international incident. It is the eco-terrorism priority right now in the middle of North Dakota. So Lieutenant Tom Iverson, Governor Jack Dalrymple on that. Joining us before the hour is out as well. Just a quick programming note. Tomorrow we're live. Can't even believe I agreed to do a radio program in the middle of the University of Minnesota campus on a Sioux Gopher weekend because you know how much grief I'm going to get from Gopher fans, but I'm doing it. And I'm even letting a Gopher fan co-host with me tomorrow, Steve Hallstrom, who is the president of our Flag Family Operation, is a big Gopher fan, poor guy. And so we're going to have some fun tomorrow. We have a lot of former Sioux legends talking about that famous weekend. It's a lot of legend over that. That's a famous series, those two playing hockey. It's a big rivalry. And so we're talking to former players from both sides, and we'll be doing that tomorrow as well. Our Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 studio will be there broadcasting live from the University of Minnesota. We'll be at the Commons. The Commons. That's where we'll be broadcasting live from. Also brought to you by Beat Mobile, and they have a new Be Rewarded program. We're going to be telling you more about in the coming days and are planning a big event November 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. at any B-Mobile location here in Minnesota and in North Dakota as well. Thunderseed, first in the field, Arvig, do business. Christofferson's Tin Lizzie. That's the place to go get that auto body repair you need in Williston. There are 2822 First Avenue West in Williston and Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, bringing you that special broadcast tomorrow. Newt Gingrich Monday on the program in the 11th hour of this race, plus we'll have a Measure 5 debate and a debate between the two candidates for Supreme Court Monday as well. Not a lot of attention on that race, so we got to talk about that. Right now I want to talk about a really nice-looking Ford F-150 right in front of me. Going to have a hard time leaving today without buying it. Either that or the Mustang to my right, and Case Muscatel is here from Muscatel Burns Ford and Holly. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us. We're having a great time out here today.
Absolutely.
You might have the best location of any Ford dealer on earth, right here on Highway 10 in the beautiful God's Country, Minnesota, right?
It works out really well. You get a lot of traffic back and forth from Lakes Country to Fargo-Moorhead.
Yeah, no kidding. And so if you're deer hunting, heading out, make a little detour. You don't take much of one. It's right off of Highway 10 in Holly. What do you want folks to know about this dealership case?
You know, it's a small town friendly atmosphere. People are really shocked a lot of times when they come out here for the selection that we have for the small town store. I mean, you're talking out there right now on the used lot, we have 40 trucks for sale. On new lot, you have 60, 70 for sale out there. So, I mean, it's pretty shocking to a lot of people.
It is. When you come upon it on Highway 10, you go, that's a lot of trucks. That's a lot of inventory.
The bank says that sometimes, too.
What Ford product most excites you right now? Is it, one of the new F-150 aluminum version, or what are you fired up about?
You know, it is. The F-150s do really well. And then that new Super Duty, brand new to us in the 17. They redesigned it. They put that into the aluminum body as well. So you're getting a ton of power, a ton of work out of that truck, and it's a little bit lighter weight, so you can carry a little more as well.
Good time to buy right now, too, right?
Absolutely is. Actually, I was shocked to see they did the Black Friday sales event. They started at the beginning of the month. They normally do that about a week before Thanksgiving. They did it at the beginning of the month. It's an extra $1,000 off of what we've seen for a very long time. On the F-150s, you're over $6,000 in rebates. When you couple that with our discounts, you're over $10,000 off MSRP on these trucks. And even on some of these new ones that you'd be surprised, these 17s are having the big rebates as well.
That's great. Well, thanks for having us. And really difficult doing a radio show looking at the wonderful selection you have out in front of me, just so you know.
Oh, no problem.
The 2017s are coming in too, right?
We got yours gassed up. It should be ready here
Did
in about
you? Okay.
20 minutes.
All right, yeah, all right. Well, I have a Ford already. I got trade. You can do me a good deal on the trade. We may just have to talk here by now.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Case. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Muscatel Burns Ford, Holly, our location today for What's on Your Mind. Now, Manny, have we got any Hillary Clinton supporters on the phone? We've been doing an all call for one, at least one, but we'll take any Hillary Clinton supporter willing to give us 1 minute and just tell us why they're voting for Hillary without any interruption. Any takers yet, Manny?
Well, not yet as far as Hillary supporters go, but I know Rex in Williston on line one, he's not a Hillary supporter, but he thinks he can explain why people are supporting her.
All right, well, we're going to give Rex a shot at that. We had a fellow call from, where was that caller from that called us? He's a Democrat during the break. Terry, he was up in Hazen, and talked to him during the break, and he said, we'll get you on right up to the top of the hour. And he said, I can't wait, but here's what I want you to know. I'm a Democrat, can't stand Hillary, voting for Bernie, writing in Bernie. That's what Terry and Hazen's going to do. And he said, two things I want you to ask. Why are there no yard signs around North Dakota for Trump or Clinton? Folks are embarrassed at both of them. I didn't say this, but he hasn't seen my yard. I've seen more Trump than I've seen Hillary. But he's saying that's why people aren't there. He also said, why are Republicans dumb enough to vote for Trump when the guy's splitting the party? So there you go. If you want to answer his questions, you can. Appreciate the call, Terry, and welcome others as well. So let's give Rex a try. And please, I'm begging you, Hillary Clinton supporters in my audience, you got a minute, free commercial. I just want to know why you're voting for Hillary. Tell me why you're voting for Hillary. What is, knowing what we know, why are you voting for Hillary? That's my question. You can answer it any way you want, 1 minute, uninterrupted. It's yours. Please call now, 800-228-0550. Rex, you told Manny you can explain this. Rex is in Williston.
Well, I was working for a telemarketing company, and we had one of the supervisors that is completely entrenched with Hillary Clinton. He has been since she announced her running, and his logic basically is this. If there was anything in her to worry about Clinton at all, she'd already be in jail and she wouldn't be capable of doing anything with the people in charge. In addition to that, look at all the wonderful things that the Clinton Foundation has done for the whole world. And when it boiled really down to it, this gentleman is part of the rainbow crowd and feels that the only way that the rainbow crowd will ever have any rights or consideration from anybody is to vote for Hillary, meaning that the rest of the world can go to heck. And everything that they're advertising about Hillary is only politics and has no basis in reality whatsoever.
All right. Appreciate that, Rex. Thank you. Others, welcome at 800-228-0550. Have a text message. And by the way, those are welcome at 701-367-2054 today on the program. I need your help, Scott. I need your help. I keep hearing from Democratic candidates that Republicans raise the oil tax. What's going on? Or Republicans, cut the oil tax. What's going on? Is it a big lie? It is a big lie. They restructured it. They reformed it. In fact, the changes made by Republicans, this is Republicans in North Dakota, on reforming the oil tax in North Dakota, put more money in the coffers. For crying out loud. It's bad. We'll get some experts on that in the coming days. Appreciate you asking. Others welcome. 701-367-2054. Fred in Newburgh, what's on your mind?
Yeah, see, I have a question about the popular vote versus the electoral, but first, in response to the guy's question about why the Republicans would vote for Trump, despite him like splitting the party, well, probably about time someone did split part of the party and get some change going. And aside from that, the fact that everyone just has to do it to beat Hillary, that's number one. But my main question was, I called about was, the popular versus the electoral vote, when all you hear on TV is they have to have this state, that state, that state, and that state to win. How did that come about, and is it a good thing or bad thing in your opinion?
And all right, fair question, Fred. I'll answer as best I can after the break. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl and Scott Hannon discussing the importance of knowing CPR and how to use an AED.
About 326,000 people experience a cardiac arrest outside of the hospital. It's more than 1,000 per day. And on average, about 90% of them don't make it.
Why don't they make it?
Because no one is performing CPR and no one knows how to use the AED.
So, you know, if you take the survival rate from 10% to 20%, just by more of us getting CPR training and getting serious about this, you save more than 50,000 people every year by your numbers. I mean, this isn't a really heavy lift to save a lot of people.
To learn how you can prepare to save someone's life using CPR or an AED, go to www.ndsc.org and click on First Aid. For available training in your area, visit our training registration page.
Look at the calendar and you know we have less and less sunlight every day. So what sunshine we do have, why not enjoy it? And bring it into your home with a sunroom from Four Seasons Sunroom, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. The nice thing about a sunroom is it's the one true investment you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. You have more room to live in, and it's beautiful, all glass room. That sun is just coming in. Could be a living room, a bedroom, a wonderful addition of any kind to your home. A lot of glass to choose from, 19 different styles, and it's not a six-month construction project. You literally can have it done in about a week, and it's added value to your home. Four Seasons Sunroom has been doing this in North Dakota since 1992. Give me another thing you can buy that'll be worth more in 10 years than it is today. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free and special financing too. Call this number, 701-793-0710, 793-0710 for a free in-home estimate.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sally Parton, bumper day today. God bless. Plus, Dolly Parton, Lifetime Achievement Award, last night's CMA. What were they thinking? Game 7 of the World Series? Maybe scheduled a different night? I don't know. Maybe baseball fans aren't country fans. I don't know. We are back on What's on Your Mind. I have given Manny the full authority to just do anything in his power to make sure we get a Hillary Clinton supporter front and center on the program. So if you are a Hillary Clinton voter, you got a free one-minute commercial to explain to this thick-headed talk show host here on What's on Your Mind. Why? Just want to know, why are you voting for Hillary? Just one simple question. Why? What's motivating you to do? Knowing what we know now, I mean, I can't even turn on the TV anymore. You know, listen to the radio. Pull out a newspaper and not hear about another investigation. Now we find out a year-long investigation on the Clinton Foundation. And by the way, it's moving the needle. This is not a good thing for... We just saw a survey taken in Minnesota of students, a mock election. Donald Trump won in Minnesota. Minnesota's like, you know, one bubble away from, you know, Russia, voting-wise of late. Not Western Minnesota. Now, I'm not making fun of you, Western Minnesota, but you need to save the, you know, save the state. So anyway, we really want to make that happen. 800-228-0550. And you let me know the second in my ear that we've got a Hillary Clinton supporter on. And we have some other callers waiting in the lines here. Hang on, we'll get to you as well. But we're going to give priority to that Hillary voter today. Question from the caller right before the break was, hey, I hear all about this state you got to win, that state you got to win. You know, why do we elect presidents using the Electoral College? And I have spent a little time on that issue. We're not going to have time to get into it today, and it won't change before this election. But in my mind, it should change. It should change. I don't like it. Republicans forever have thought it was a bad idea because they thought if you get rid of the Electoral College, you know, just do a popular vote, California and New York decide elections. I don't believe that because then I believe what happens in North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, all of a sudden those votes matter. Just matter getting all of our votes out. So you take red states, blue states, and you just have more of them than us. Right, I think we're discounted more often than they are. So I don't care for it. There is a way to change it. Several states have voted to change it. It's a matter of getting enough votes in their legislature to change it, and they would modify it. Electoral College wouldn't go away. It just would be structured differently on how those votes are tallied. In other words, you can instruct the Electoral College to take the popular vote in the particular state. And, you know, there's ways to do it. It's been a while since I've been under that hood, but I have a friend, Pat Rosensteel, down in the Twin Cities is really good. There's Laura Broad, another one, Board of Regent, University of Minnesota, as well. So we'll revisit that. We're not going to get to it before the election, however. I want to continue a few snippets of our conversation, both with Governor Jack Dalrymple and Lieutenant Tom Iverson of North Dakota Highway Patrol today on the program, related to the Dakota Access Pipeline situation, which is in day 85. Day 85. Now, Governor Dalrymple told us in this program, they're going to be done in days constructing the pipeline. So the idea of stopping the pipeline, no longer possible. Now, it won't be under the river because of the games being played there. And the governor talked about that earlier. Why should we be surprised that Obama's saying we may look at a reroute of the Corps and everything else because they've basically been delaying this all along. He thinks it'll go away. But I asked him if he's frustrated that we're sitting here, you know, in day 85. Here's what he said.
It really is a phenomenon, and I think, you know, someday we will want to look back at this and, you know, try to understand better how this even came about. This sort of national, you know, groups that have decided to descend on a certain location in North Dakota, how did that all get started? And it is amazing the number of people involved, the number of national groups, and the amount of money that has become involved. And there's a lot that we could still learn about it.
There absolutely is a lot we can still learn about. That's got to happen without question. Also yesterday, Lieutenant Tom Iverson describing the scene of this madness, this showdown again. Listen to this.
A large amount of protesters gathered on the bridge on 1806 where they had previously lit fire to a couple of vehicles. Those vehicles are still there in that area, and we do have a blockade set up in that area for perimeter security. That was going on the bridge, and then also another group had assembled and was working on constructing a homemade kind of makeshift bridge kind of on a waterway just to the east of the Canapita Creek Bridge. And it's definitely concerning. They're trying to build a water or trying to build a bridge across that waterway to gain access to the north on Army Corps of Engineer land and also up onto private, eventually up onto the private area onto the Cannonball Ranch area. Officers were deployed to that area and informed them many, many times that they need to remove themselves from the area. They need to go back to the main camp, and of course, many of them, large number of them, did not listen. They continued to gather in that area, and it just became an unsafe situation where a number of them, probably anywhere from maybe 20 to 30 at a time, were down in the river and standing in the river up to their waist for a long amount of time. Now, that water has got to be cold, and you know, you could see many of them shivering, but they were standing strong in that area and refusing to go back. So it puts us in a hard situation. I mean, we can't just let them, you know, infiltrate to the north and trespass on property. You know, I often wonder, what do they want us to do? I mean, I thought we were the police. I thought we were supposed to uphold the law. And yet they're just cussing and yelling at us the entire time. And that's not peaceful, and that's not prayerful. As I've said in the past, many of them are, majority of them are, but we keep running across this group of militants that are just causing havoc for everyone.
Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol, and you know, we've said all along, we've talked to them many times about how much we are concerned for their safety and praying for this to end well, and we passed that along to him yesterday, and here's what he had to say about how tough this is.
This is an extremely stressful time. Myself, personally, have never been so stressed to the max, just because it is not only physically demanding, but it's extremely mentally demanding of being out there and facing those naysayers and facing people that would, some people, I shouldn't say everyone, some people who would love nothing more than to cause harm to a law enforcement officer. And reading those emails and listening to those voicemails that we are sent, that are just plain nasty, it gets to be troublesome. But I definitely do appreciate those calls, those emails that we get from people supporting. And as I've said in the past, law enforcement's not a side. It's not as if you're for law enforcement, thus you're against the pipeline, or vice versa. We're not a side. We're just out there doing our job, doing what the citizens demand of us, and that's upholding the law and maintaining rule and order.
The most important thing any of us can do any day is say thank you. And these folks have done incredible work. I mean, watch the protester videos. Watch the other side's videos. And you will see incredibly professional, empathetic, purposeful, wonderful law enforcement officers in warlike conditions. God bless them. They are just amazing.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pot, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Which is why we're giving her the shout-out salute today for our bumper music, being the Lifetime Achievement Award winner last night. But I, besides 9 to 5, oh, I know. Tennessee Homesick Blues is this one. 9 to 5, my all-time favorite. I Will Always Love You is the other one. I know it's kind of a Debbie Downer slow song, but, Rev, can we do that one next time? And then we're leaving today, we'll say goodbye with 9 to 5, just for our little final support. How about that? You know where we're at today? We are in Hawley, Minnesota, right along Highway 10, Muscatel Burns Ford, and we're having a great time here today with the folks. Chatted earlier with Ryan Muscatel and Ryan McKay, who are the managers here. Sales staff's Mark Burns, he grew up in the store here. Ole's been here 20-plus years. Danielle, Jesse's the new kid. Back at service, Mike Beckett, 30-plus years here. And tell you what, these are great folks to deal with. This small town kind of store. It feels like you just, you know, walk into the store and just like the, you know, where you grew up. So before you head out deer hunting, check it out. All remaining 2016 models have to go. They want them off the lot, so you'll save up to $13,000 off remaining new F-Series trucks. That's about 30% off. And the 2017s are arriving, and while supplies last, check out that all-new 2017 Ford F-150 and Super Duty truck, because they do go fast. So come on in and see them if you're heading out doing a little deer hunting in Minnesota. And Jeb Williams will think you're cheating, because he wants you to deer hunt in North Dakota. We're going to talk with him in a little bit. Any questions you have on the deer hunting scene, the deer gun opener, love to have them. And I'll give you that telephone number right now, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can also call them in on our 24/7 hotline at 855-200-1776. You press 1 there and leave a message, or press 2 and Manny will chat with you and put you into the queue. By the way, we have an APB. That's an all-points bulletin. That's a do anything it takes to get somebody on the phone that is voting or has voted for Hillary Clinton. Manny, has anybody been even close to full-throated? I am. We have the Democrat guy who said, I'm voting for Bernie. We had the other guy saying, I can explain why they're voting for her, but not an actual Hillary Clinton supporter yet. Is that right?
That's right. Not an actual Hillary supporter has called in yet.
Okay, please, folks, I'm begging you. We only have, 20 minutes left. It's a free commercial. I'm not going to argue. I just want to know. I just want to understand. It's what I've been asking all day. No argument for me. Just want to know. That's it. Okay. All right. One question that I didn't get to for Lieutenant Tom Iverson that I wanted you to hear, and then we're going to chat with Jeb Williams and get your calls in on the deer hunting season here. And this is just a quick clip from that interview we did with Lieutenant Tom Iverson of North Dakota Highway Patrol. I want to know, what kind of numbers are we talking about, right? So these protesters that yesterday did the standoff down in the river, dangerous situation for law enforcement, dangerous situation for the protesters. How many of them are there that are doing this? What's left of the eco-terrorists, dead-enders, the agitators, the thugs, if you will? Because the only thing I was going to say is my usual caveat. I understand that there are prayerful, peaceful people who really honestly don't like this pipeline, but don't want to do anything to break the law. I have zero problem with them. I'd happily talk with them and try and understand better their situation. That's not the problem, okay? I also see a lot of folks from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, leadership, not unfortunately the chairman, but a lot of the leadership, a lot of the elders saying, we don't want this, so leave. Of the agitators, how many are left? Sorry, here's his answer.
Oh, there's got to be a group of at least 50 to 100, maybe even more, that seem to band together. And when one starts maybe getting an idea and getting fired up and kind of agitates others, and it has a little bit of a domino effect. But if they could just be more sensible about things, and they're given an area, they're allowed to protest in an area where we're not going to bother them, and it's just only when they try to break the law and do break the law, we respond to that. That's what we have to do, and we shouldn't be shamed for doing that.
Lieutenant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol, an update on that situation. Conversations today with Jack Dalrymple, our governor, and also Lieutenant Iverson. If there's any question we're not answering on this that you want answered, please, I know there's a lot of moving parts to this, let us know, and that 24/7 line's the way to go at 855-200-1776. Email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or text Todd or I anytime. Todd's off today, but I'm at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Send us a text. If you're a Hillary Clinton supporter and you'd prefer to just text me your reason for voting for her, that'd be okay. Then you'd be insured that I wouldn't interrupt you or anything else. And I don't intend to interrupt anybody. I will give you your best minute on the clock. So last chance, get it in. Let's talk about something more pleasant than Hillary Clinton. Let's talk about deer hunting. Jeb Williams, the chief of the Wildlife Division for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, is back with us to talk about the deer gun opener in North Dakota. So we've talked some Minnesota deer hunting today. Let's talk a little North Dakota deer hunting as well. How are you, Jeb?
Well, I'm doing okay, Scott. I've been a little better. I've been battling kind of a nasty back injury, but so my last couple of weeks I haven't been as comfortable as what I would like, especially this time of year. But sooner or later I'm going to get it figured out.
Boy, I feel for you, sir. I tell you what, I don't know if there's anything worse than that. It is just all debilitating. It consumes you. I've had a couple of bouts with it myself, and it's not fun. So we'll be thinking of you getting better.
Well, I appreciate that, and I tell you what, it definitely does give you an appreciation and respect for those individuals that fight nagging, constant back issues. I've been fortunate that I haven't had that, but this is not a lot of fun, and so it gives you a lot of appreciation for people that unfortunately do have the constant battle with that.
Safe to say you won't be deer hunting anytime soon.
Well, I tell you what, we talked about that the other day, Scott, and somebody made that comment to me about how it sure was a good thing that I drew my mule deer buck tag last year and not this year. So, yeah, I don't have a real hard-to-draw deer license this year. I have a doe license, and so it will remain to be seen whether I am able to show my face out in the field this year during deer season or not.
So what is on your mind related to this deer gun opener in deer season? What's the big buzz right now?
Well, it's always just a real fun time, Scott. I think you are well aware of the passion that is associated with deer hunting in North Dakota. It is just a real, real family tradition, a tradition where friends get together and, you know, people go back home to where they were born and raised. And it's just a real traditional thing in North Dakota. And you know, obviously, you know, deer hunting itself and putting good, high quality, you know, venison in your freezer is an excellent thing. But, you know, the social camaraderie and interactions that people have, I mean, it just really, it's a fun time of the year in North Dakota. And people really appreciate what we have for deer hunting. And so it has been frustrating for people over these last several years to go without being able to participate in the deer gun season with the lower numbers of deer on the landscape in North Dakota, which then, of course, equates to lower number of licenses and lower number of public opportunity available. So, but for the first time this year, Scott, we have increased, we made the jump up in licenses and not down. And that was the first time we've done that in 8 years. So that was a good thing. And I think overall, I think people, when they're out in the field starting tomorrow, that I think people are going to see better deer numbers on the landscape. You know, from some of our surveys and reports and anecdotal information coming from all over the state, I think deer numbers are trending upward. Now, is it where people want the deer population to be? Probably not most deer hunters. They would probably still like to see some more deer out there than what we have. But the good news is I think the trend line is going in the right direction.
That is good news. By the way, your questions welcome either on the phone at 800-228-0550 or by text 701-367-2054. Question by text, can I open carry a handgun in the field? I do have a CCW permit also.
Yes. Yeah. If a individual 38 caliber as far as is legal, even as far as shooting a deer, and so yes, they absolutely can do that.
All right, simple answer. We love those. 800-228-0550. Another question. Where are you most excited about the amount of tags? What's going to be the hot spot in North Dakota this year?
Well, I think there's one of the hot spots, and again, this is a hard to draw area, obviously, Scott, but our western part of the state, our mule deer numbers, once again, we just got done doing our fall survey, and numbers look really nice out there for mule deer. They've really rebounded nice. Mule deer aren't nearly as prolific as whitetail, Scott, when it comes to reproduction, and so we gave mule deer does a break from the hunting season for 4 years, and really we're really very conservative as far as the number of licenses that we issued overall, and then we didn't issue any doe licenses, and so, and then you throw a couple of nice mild winters on top of that, and it really has helped the mule deer population out. And so individuals that have a mule deer tag, and like I said, I know they're difficult to draw, always have been, but those individuals recreating in the Badlands this year, I think are going to see a nice crop of mule deer out there, and very good reproduction as well this year, which, as long as we don't get really blasted this upcoming winter, that should lead to more increased numbers next spring as well. So I think people in the western part of the state are going to see some good things.
Another question. Why are we still issuing doe tags when does are the baby makers? This is costing the state and small towns big money.
Well, you know, in a lot of the units, we're not. You know, we've the majority of our cutbacks over the last 8 years have been in the doe population. So, you know, there's some units where there has not been any doe licenses issued to the general lottery folks, where all those licenses have been consumed with landowners with gratis licenses, and then, you know, also still being able to provide some opportunity to the public to hunt. But by being very conservative, we also felt that we could still grow that deer population, which in most parts of the state appears that is going on right now, that the trend is increasing as far as deer on the landscape.
Rolette is where Dave is at. Question for Jeb Williams. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I got one question for him and then one comment on the pipeline that'll solve the problem. First question for this gentleman is, when are we going to see a hunting season, whether it's during black powder or bolts or high-powered pellet rifles, like .357, .45, and .50 caliber? And then on the
pipeline thing.
Hold the thought on the pipeline, Dave. We're going to get Jeb's answer for you first, then your comment on the other side of the break. On What's On Your Mind, talking deer hunting.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and now Minot in the old Marketplace Dollar location. Every day made better. You've heard me talking to Vince about that very thing, and I know he's right, because I have a Hot Spring Spa. I absolutely love it, so does my wife. Changed our life. We're in that hot tub every night, 15, 20 minutes, get a chance to chat and relax, and it's fantastic. Dave, a happy customer I want you to hear from as well. Dave, how often are you in the hot tub?
I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times, at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
Tell me how they treat you at Hot Spring Spas. Have you met the owner, Vince?
Yeah, Vince takes care of me. I've known Vince for a little while now, and he's been good to us every time we go into the store. Matter of fact, you know, the store in Bismarck, we frequent that for our supplies, and everybody's professional, courteous. They try and help you take care of your water to the best of their abilities. And, no, our experience with Hot Springs has been fantastic.
Now that's Everyday Made Better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Stop and see them. 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire West Fargo in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, in front of Kmart South Washington Grand Forks, and now in Minot, too, in the old Marketplace Dollar location.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I go, but I know how.
Don't you love that song? One of her best, without question, folks. Incredible. Dolly Parton on What's On Your Mind. Okay, so Dave down by Roulette had a question related to why isn't there a season for high-powered rifles, and the man with the answer is here today, Jeb Williams, Chief of the Wildlife Division for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. We're talking about the Deer Gun Opener and in North Dakota and Minnesota and all the fun that's to come. So, Jeb, answer for this fine fella?
Yeah, I think what he was asking was a high-powered pellet rifles. And, you know, there's a lot of different technologies out there nowadays, Scott, with different weaponry and things like that associated with what's legal and what's not in certain states as far as deer hunting goes. I guess the simple answer is with that is, I mean, the department, anytime we would make something a legal weapon, we'd obviously have to look at, is that something that is going to provide a capable of providing a good, clean, ethical kill for the animal? And is that something that North Dakota people want? The North Dakota folks are pretty traditional when it comes to deer and deer hunting as far as, weaponry and those types of things. So at this point in time, there hasn't been a big demand for it.
All right. So, Dave, you also said you want to say something on the pipeline quickly. Go ahead. Is Dave still there? Oh, I'm sorry. I got to put him on. Dave, you said a pipeline comment too?
Yes. The tribe missed every deadline along the way, even when the pipeline people tried to contact them. So I think the pipeline should be moved, but the tribe needs to come up with the cash to pay for the whole thing ahead of time.
All right. Well, I love that we're talking about solutions rather than the problem. Good luck on that one. But nice try.
They should pay for it. Bye.
Yeah, there you go. All right, appreciate the call. Robin in Northwood, question for Jeb. Go ahead, Robin.
Yeah, I have a landlord that didn't put in for his gratis tag. Can I add that land onto my land or onto my gratis tag? No?
You have a landlord that did not put in for a gratis?
Yep. And I farmed the land, and I was wondering if I could still add it to my tag, gratis tag.
You would have to contact our enforcement folks about that, because you have a gratis tag, is what you're saying?
Yep.
Yeah, you would have to contact, and this is a little late in the game here. I don't know if it would be allowed this late in the game or not to be able to add that to that, to your description on there. So that would be a question for your local game warden in that area. But my guess is, as late as we are here, it's probably wouldn't be able to be added for this year.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Appreciate the call very much. All right, anything else you want folks to know as they head out there other than be safe, of course, be smart and all of that, Jim?
Yeah, I think that's something to always end on, Scott, is to, to be safe, know of your surroundings, know your, where other members of your hunting party are at. Be aware of other people that aren't in your hunting party around the area, and just always knowing, what's going on around you, because a person certainly doesn't want to end the opening weekend of deer season with some type of a really bad accident. So be safe and have a great time. Should be a great weekend. Weather-wise, it's probably going to be a little warm for some of our traditional deer hunters out there, but from a comfort level standpoint, people, I think, are going to do just fine.
Jeb, appreciate it. Good luck with that back, my friend. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Appreciate all the good work at North Dakota Game and Fish. They are good folks, do good work all the time, and some good leaders there. Jeb Williams, Chief of the Wildlife Division, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Kenny sends a note here that I didn't have time for Jeb to answer, but it says, I'd like to see landowners who are willing to allow you to hunt on their land with permission put a phone number on the signs and also a code or a number for that specific property. It's hard to describe the land you're by over the phone. How can the state encourage landowners to cooperate more in the hunting process? More land is posted every year. All right, interesting point. Appreciate that call. Folks, we found a Hillary Clinton supporter who is willing to tell us why they are voting for Hillary Clinton. We've been asking for it all day, and came in on our 855 hotline, 855-200-1776. Let it rip, Rev. Let's hear it.
Hey, we're looking for a Hillary voter. I'm a huge supporter of Hillary Clinton, and I would vote for her any day of the week. I'd be proud to vote for her and support her into going into prison. Thank you.
Oh, come on! That isn't the... I wanted the real deal. I wanted the... Here's why I'm supporting her. Seriously, I can't... Well, we have a few days before the election for me to better understand. So all I would ask, 855-200-1776, your best minute on why and why you're voting for Hillary. I just want to know. I can't understand it. I don't. I'm not trying to be mean or anything else. I don't understand it. I want to better understand it. It's always good to, you know, hear the other side and understand what's going on. But the momentum seems to be going Donald Trump's way for sure. So we are out of time. I want to thank among our many fine sponsors, our friends at Pipers, one of the top five land auction companies in America. And they just get the sweet land on the ticket. I tell you what, Saturday they got a auction up in Minot. That's for a commercial building, actually, in a high-traffic area there that's having a written bid auction in Stanley with some properties in the Montrail County that's coming up on Saturday as well. They always have things going on. It's just incredible. Oh, a little 9 to 5. We're going to leave with 9 to 5. I love it. I love it. Let it rip. Stutzman County, too, on Wednesday next week. Check out Pipers.com or give them a call for a catalog, and it will come your way. Give me that 9 to 5. Crank it up. Working 9 to 5. There you go. God bless Dolly. Dolly Parton gets our tribute today. Thank you, Rev. 877-700-4099. The number at Pipers. Call for that catalog. Thanks to our friends at Muscatel Burns Ford. Hey, Roy Muscatel, Case Muscatel, Ryan McKay, Mark Burns, the entire team out here. Thanks for having us. Had a great time. Great deal. Stop by and see them on your way deer hunting. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow from the Twin Cities Outlet Store. Listen up. You tell them Scott sent you, you're going to save 11% right now. That's right. Say, I heard about it from Scott and save 11% at Titan Outlet Store. Shop now at TitanOutletStore.com. Check out a brand new 2013 Case IH 1255 planner, 24-row, 30-inch base. Save big money right now on this planner. Check it out. Case IH, new 2013 1255 planner. TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Samet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.